Hey, hello, it's nighttime. I'm sitting alone in the pretty garden. Actually, it's not a garden, it's a garden-like. It's almost like a garden. You know, it's nighttime and the gentle breeze is brushing against my body. It gives me such a soothing feeling. And having been done this for maybe 2 weeks or so, maybe 3 weeks, you know, I never calculated that. But I guess it's time for me to do something about my podcast. Otherwise, I guess I'm not a guy who kept his promise. So I'm sitting here with all those mysterious, you know, flying bugs flying around, you know, whirling around me. I'm speaking to this microphone, which is built in this cell phone of mine. And actually, I've just before I hit the record button, I actually saw a very pretty slug, a very huge slug. It's crawling in at such a slow speed, you know, away from me towards some kind of mysterious place, whatever it is, it's going to be there. So for you guys who may not know what a slug is pretty much a snail without the huge spiral shell on its back. So actually, it's a homeless snail. Yes, a homeless snail can be named as slug. And you know, many people who live in these metropolitan cities nowadays in China are actually like slug people. They don't have their own home. They don't actually own any properties at all. The only properties they have probably are some, you know, numerous pair of sneakers, you know, hoodies, and you know, probably packs of condoms, and that's all. Yeah, laptops. Let's count it in. And that's what they have. And if we count, you know, somebody's dream as a property, well, it's another story. But sometimes dreams will not turn into reality, and it'll always make you feel that you are heading towards somewhere beautiful, nice, promising, but actually it is not. With all this dream being awakened by the shattered reality, you are going to find that it is an ugly truth, you know, faced up totally against you, and you got yourself totally worked up when faced with the cruel reality, which is everything opposite to your dream. But is there any better place for people, especially young ones, nowadays China, than, you know, to go to than any metropolitan cities? Well, I doubt it. In metropolitan cities like Shanghai or Beijing, people do have many opportunities. They have different layers of life toward which they can, you know, plan their approaches for. But, you know, in those small towns and rural areas, you know, people don't have many layers of life to be expecting, because it is such interrelated society. People there, they almost know everyone, and everyone know everybody. It's well connected, you know, no matter you like it or not. So no matter what you do or say, or what, even the most trivial thing happen to you will be known to the whole town over night time. So that's not a thing that is that seemingly friendly to anybody who emphasize his or her personal privacy. And I'm a guy, I guess I take it very seriously to be keeping my own private space. You know, I have a very weird habit to most of you guys. You know, when I'm during traveling time, no matter what hotel I take, I always, you know, I'm gonna notice the bed, I don't know what they call it, how they call it you in the English language, the people who make up beds, cleaning rooms, and do your everything for you in a hotel. I always told those bunch of people to stay away from my room, to leave it there. I always like to keep my room to myself, and it's a very weird habit of mine, and because I don't feel like at home every time I open the door, entering a hotel room, finding beds been made, the trash cans been emptied, and everything's been folded in its original position. Even my mom will not do it to me, and so it only gives me an extra layer of strangeness and makes me feel all nervous again. So that's my little secret, and now you know it, my podcast. And I've just finished my training of shoulders tonight at my gym, and it's very hot today, even at a gym, because the air conditioning is not running at its full speed, and people are sweating like crazy all over, and it's very packed tonight. The freeway training areas, all those huge muscular guys, and with but women's, around surrounded, it's kind of serving as exciting factor, serving as something probably like a pre-workout, gives me this very good feeling about the whole thing. The hormones is just aerating through all these spaces in the gym and giving me this great feelings. That's about the night. That's the good thing about night. But the bad thing is you have to be quick on stuff, because if you're not, chances are you are never gonna get a chance to touch one of those benches or one of those dumbbells. You are never gonna have any chance to touch it. So yes, I skipped my shower tonight because I need to do this podcast stuff, and I'm doing it in the open air downstairs, sitting in the this shithole, which pretended like a little garden. The reason, because my two kids are now in bed, I have to when I'm do my recording, I'm actually speaking in a very loud voice. I don't want to bother my kids. I like to give them a very good ambience, to help them to ease into this deep sleep. Kids, they need to the right nutrition, sleep and sufficient sleeping times and everything, and fuck that. But as parent, as one of those responsible parents, I guess I have to do what I have to do to give it to my kids, even my life. Probably not my life. I'm still enjoying it very much. And today, this workout session, that I just finished tonight, is all about shoulders. It's nothing fancy. It's all those most basic things. I guess the thing people always forget, at gym, is to concentrate their mind power, their volition on what they are gonna get out of the gym. They are basically spending a lot of time and money at gym, but they are actually work out their mouth much more than working their muscles. It's not a good habit. I don't recommend it at all. And when I get I'm always concentrated with the perfect mentality on my job at hand, you know, when I'm in my gym. So basically every time I go to my gym, I always have a very nice experience. And I'm always making a huge progress and very satisfied with that. But that's not you know, good enough for me, because I am such a man with so many devouring desires, you know, money, beauty, you know, pussies, and, you know, nice muscular body, manlyhood. And I also dream to have those talent, you know, to write songs and even play guitar some days. I know it's not a, you know, it's not that uncommon for any guy to play any kind of musical instrument, say a guitar or a ukulele. Actually, I've got a ukulele on my bookshelf, on the top of my bookshelf. You know, I think I have obviously a pair of, you know, long arms for those tiny ukulele stuff. So I'm gonna replace it with, you know, a larger size with a guitar, which has a larger size than normal ukulele. And probably that's something I'm gonna do, you know, in the following, you know, in the following month or so, or maybe not. Who knows? Because, you know, it's something in the self of my dream, but it's not always there. Sometimes it's like a phantom. It's sometimes there, sometimes it just vanished into the air. I'm now sitting here alone in this night, and supposedly, if I am a ghost believer, I should say that there are numerous, you know, invisible beings surrounding me. According to these theories, those people, or should I call, probably they're, I should never refer to them as people. These, you know, okay, let's just call it straight as ghosts. You know, those ghosts should be surrounding me, you know, invisible to me personally. But I guess, you know, from those articles and literatures, academic ones especially, I've been reading, you know, there are people who have, you know, super vision. They do can spot this phantom-like ghosts, you know, around them. Because, you know, all the people, including me and people, the friends I know, who, you know, most of them, all of them, we all heard, you know, and some part of the story, but we never experienced it ourselves. So it's very hard to tell whether it is the absolute truth or not. But I guess if there is night, you know, supposedly a day, you know, daylight, and they're always in, you know, comparison, you know, men is in comparison with women, you know, adulthood is in comparison with, you know, childhood and adolescence. So I guess there's always something we can put them into pair, into comparison, like people, you know, human beings in comparison with, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know how to put it, probably phantoms or, you know, unknown living bio beings. It's the thing. It's a thing that is pretty funny. It's not that serious. I'm just talking about it like bullshit and to this podcast of mine. I hope you guys enjoying, you know, listening to it. And sitting here alone on this bench, it's feeling pretty nice. But there's one thing that's bothering me right now. The biting of the mosquitoes, you know, they are biting me everywhere. It's weird, you know, for the past couple of years, I've been a mosquito, natural mosquito repeller, which means, you know, mosquitoes never interested in me in those past couple of years, you know. But today, but this year, I guess, probably it's gonna be another story for the whole year. I hope it's not, because it's not a, I hope I'm not that popular with mosquitoes or so. And Yes, it's been probably, let's see, I'm talking to my cell phone for 15 minutes, and I would like to make it 30 or at least 20, so I'd like to, you know, babble something more. It's funny about those psychological studies that I've been, what word should I use? Study? Probably not, because if I use the word study, it means that I'm very serious about the stuff. No, not at all. I'm always reading those materials at leisure, so I cannot use the word study. Probably use the word, all those vocabs has run out of my mind. And you know what I did yesterday? I did a very lousy thing. I actually bit my daughter, and I can't remember when the last time that I bit my kids, but I do remember I did it yesterday. It happens this way. I waked her up, and I asked her to come downstairs with me to the bus stop to pick up my son, who's been picked up by a very good friendly neighbor of mine from his kindergarten. So there's a fixed time at which me and my daughter should be there at the bus stop waiting for the bus to come. Off which we'll get my son and a neighbor and her and daughter. So I asked my daughter to come with me, and she just out of nowhere started to cry out of her lungs out, right halfway to the bus stop. I try to, you know, to control my emotions. I tried everything to calm her down. I promised her a big bowl of ice cream, no toys. Once we picked up her older brother and everything, you know, basically, you know, some are lies, some are not, you know. But I was just trying to calm her down, but I failed. The incompetence, you know, to calm my own daughter probably outraged me at that very moment. So I kind of lost control and raised up my hand and slapped her, you know, in her ass. I guess it's not very good. It's not a very nice thing to do, but you know, I failed to stay calm at that very moment. And a couple of minutes later, when all those anger's been vaporized into the air, I felt very regretful at what I did to my daughter, because of my, you know, physical bully, she was actually crying much louder, and I had to call my neighbor to say sorry. I cannot pick my son at a bus stop because I had to, you know, cope with my, you know, daughter, you know, at home. So basically that was it. That was what happened, you know, yesterday afternoon. And I just want to say, you know, after all those stuff, I've been trying to avoid to be like my parents, because as a child, I was constantly, beaten up by my parents, especially my mom. You know, when she feel pissed off for whatever reasons, or sometimes it's not me, it's her own. It's her, probably her, one of her asshole colleagues, or probably something. happened at work or with their neighbors. It's nothing to do with me. You know, my mom would take it out on me. She would take it out on me to take me as a tool to make her own self feel better. And I was so used to it as a kid. So I had no idea what it's like to be not being beaten up by her own parent by their own parents. So that was my childhood basically. And when I became a dad and I have my own daughter and son, I have been trying very hard to stay away from domestic violence against my, you know, no matter, you know, what. And, you know, sometimes I do have this urge to raise my hand to you know, so slash them against somebody or something to get this anger, you know, out of my mind. And I guess there must be something happening psychologically, undescribably, you know, somewhere. And I, you know, it's always like that. I'm trying to find out a way to seek the right path to through which I can bring myself out of this, you know, my personal, you know, experience from my childhood. Probably it has something to do with my childhood, probably not. I can never tell, but I do know the natural responses, the natural emotional responses happens to everybody, you know, sometimes in a non-natural way. It's educated or influenced by your parents, by the family in which you were raised up. I guess that's the truth. Everything comes for a reason. Even your emotions, your feelings towards certain stuff or certain happenings or certain somebody, no matter it's positive feelings or negative ones, everything comes out for a certain reason. There's nothing that is there for nothing else. It's always something, you know, out there for a certain solid reason, which probably can be described in language, probably not, but no matter how, it's a solid one. It's not something, you know, unrealistic. So that's all for tonight. And I don't know, you know, how many people will listen to this podcast, but I've tried my best to keep things updated about me. And hope you guys enjoy listening to my podcast. And if you do have any comments, please do leave them below if it is possible, because I'm now having two different platforms on which I'm going to keep my podcast episodes updated all time. And I hope I hope you guys enjoy listening to it. And hit the like button if there is one. Thank you. Bye.